Members of Poplar Springs Baptist Church hold Sunday afternoon service on a bluff overlooking the Yadkin River. Seven from their congregation are about to be baptized in the swift currents of the murky water. Last fall, I caught up with this group and their pastor, Reverend Curtis Ponder, off Siloam Road in Surrey County.
The great thing about it is the smaller ones, you know, they'll grow up and remember this, and as pastors, very honorable.
38-year-old Reverend Ponder joined Poplar Springs Baptist in November 2008, and this is the first time he'll baptize someone in the Yadkin River. At 6'2", with short dark hair and a friendly but firm manner, Ponder inspects the riverbank for a safe route into the water.
In the Bible days, you didn't have baptistry and things like that.
Right.
Anything we can do to keep the heritage of our ancestors and forefathers alive, that makes it a whole lot more personal.
About 10 miles upstream is the Fisher River. The water is clear and cold. It empties into the Yadkin River. Members of the Bear Creek Baptist Church are gathering to baptize four barefooted children.
Yes, we'll gather at the river.
Kimberly Jaffrey's 10-year-old son Matthew is one of them. She was baptized in the Fisher River, too.
Symbolizes everything in a river that's pure, washing your sins away and whatnot, clean and, and really starting over again as opposed to just getting sprinkled.
Lord John saw him coming and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world," and he himself was baptized in the river.
Reverend Dan Bowie has traded church clothes for a pair of jeans, a short-sleeved white shirt, and casual shoes. 10 years ago, he baptized Kimberly. Today, Reverend Bowie stands on a boulder on the riverbank, preparing to baptize her son.
It's the big moment because it's the public demonstration of the fruit of the ministry of the church. So everybody who's come down to be baptized has made a spiritual decision as far as accepting Christ as their Savior. This is kind of the celebration moment.
All right, all y'all come with me who are going down in the river.
Obedience command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and upon your profession of faith in Him, we baptize you, our brother, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
I more or less get to talk with the good Lord, talk with Him a whole lot. You may not think He answers, but He does.
84-year-old Connie Jenkins has a weathered face from a life lived along the Fisher River, hunting, fishing, and farming. He owns the land Reverend Bowie and Bear Creek Baptist Church use to access these waters for their baptisms. He says he finds peace sitting by the river.
God made that water, you know. He made that for all of us, you. We ain't supposed to mess it up and mess it up.
Are you one?
Back at the Yadkin River with Poplar Springs Baptist Church, Reverend Ponder is dressed in a white shirt with sleeves rolled up just below his elbow, dark trousers and tennis shoes. Standing firmly, hip-deep in the Yadkin's strong currents, Ponder steadies each person as a church elder leads them into the cold water. He prays over 11-year-old Charlie Riddle before submerging her.
Thank you, Lord, for saving Charlie. Father, I pray, God, you just watch over her as a young lady, Lord, as she grows and nurtures and becomes a little woman. I pray, God, you'd watch over her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Charlie grins and shakes her blonde hair from her eyes. Her white top and denim skirt are plastered to her tall frame. Her grandmothers, Faye Riddle and Patsy Quisenberry, and her mother, Sheila Riddle, are waiting with a dry towel. They say river baptisms are inspiring.
You feel closer to God outside. I do. It's, don't you?
Yeah, you feel like they're being washed, their sins being washed away like Jesus. Because Jesus went out into the river to be baptized.
And I kind of look at it like, you know how you feel inside. Mm-hmm. You want everybody to see it outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's your way of showing it outside.
For WFDD News, I'm Phoebe Zerwick in Surrey County at the Yadkin River.